Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank everybody for calling in today. It's like we have a special guest with us today, Psychic Leo Brown. And he is, you can reach him at psychicleo28@yahoo.com, or you can get his website, the www.psychicleo.com, to schedule personal readings and so on and so forth. He is pretty accomplished in what he does, and we're going to be interviewing him and taking callers kind of in between today. Psychic Jethro had to be out of town this weekend. He might try calling in a little bit later. I'm not sure. It was one of those moments where he wasn't sure if he was going to have reception. So if he gets on with us, it's like, it'll be awesome. And if it's not, Leo and I are here doing the show today. Let's see, other stuff we got upcoming. Tomorrow we have Sandra Green on, and you can reach her at yosammy@gmail.com. And then I usually do the Tuesday, Thursday shows, and you can get me at my email is kcbirthcards@gmail.com. Or I do have a business phone, which is 719-289-4907, and you just call, leave a message, and we set up a schedule from there. We also have during the week on Mondays, Psychic Celeste is on. We don't have a lot of information on her just yet. She's not really doing the private readings yet, so we're working on getting that kind of information set up for those of you who would like to schedule personal time with her. And then Jethro does our Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Usually those are hour shows. Mondays are about 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's on Rocky Mountain time, so make that transliteration there. And the rest of our days, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and today, we're on at this time, and that is usually from noon to 2, except on the Wednesdays and Fridays it is a one-hour show, and Sundays it is at 3 o'clock, 3 to 5 on Rocky Mountain time. Also, you can get Jethro's book, which is available now, and that was by Jethro and Kay Smith, published by Balboa Press, and now available at Barnes & Noble's. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm. You can get a hold of Jethro to schedule with him at www.jethrosmith.net, or he's got two emails. He's at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com, and he does have a phone number, a business phone, which is 928-284-0437. So we're going to start here with a little information about our guest this afternoon. And Leo, welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you on. It's like we just kind of like to have you tell a little bit, you know, about yourself here, and you know, like where you started and how you got into this, and what kind of stuff you do, and then we'll do some callers in between. So,
okay,
the court's open to you.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
An absolute pleasure. I'm humbled and honored that I'm on your lovely show. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful, you know, weekend and day. Let's see. I guess start at the beginning. I'm pretty much what you would call a real person. You know, I do believe in being honest. I do believe in being truthful. I've been in this industry since I was 21 years old. I'm 30 now.
9 years.
And I actually got into it by accident because I originally wanted to be a singer.
Okay.
And a very, 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 very close and very dear friend of mine, actually family, actually persuaded me to get into this industry. And I said no. You know, in the beginning he was like, well, you should really do this. And I said, no, I don't want to do this because I don't feel like listening to other people bitch and moan about their problems. You know, at the time that was my thinking. I was like, I just don't want to hear it, you know. And what I realized was, okay, you know, once I actually stepped into the industry, I said, okay, you know what, I can actually help people doing this, and it actually helps me, you know, and I really enjoyed it, and I enjoy it, and I haven't looked back. I'm also a motivational speaker and an empowerment coach, and what differs from an empowerment coach, what's the difference between an empowerment coach and a life coach is a life coach kind of gives you, you know, guidelines on what you should do to improve your overall life. Whereas for me as an empowerment coach, I actually help you to empower your life and to see that, you know what, even though right now you may feel like total shit and you may feel like, oh, my God, my life is just crap, then, you know, that's why I come in and say, actually, even though you may feel this way, your life really isn't that bad.
Right.
You know, so that's the difference between an empowerment and a life coach. But, you know,
cool.
I love them both. I love, you know, doing that. And I'm also a motivational speaker as well. I haven't really done the most motivational speaking yet, but I'm actually on my way to doing so. I definitely love to run my mouth, as you can see. And
that works,
because
we do that a lot here.
and you know, I'm pretty much real. I'm not into the whole, oh, well, you know, everyone is full of light and love. And that is true. Everyone is full of light and love.
And some people are, yeah.
Some people are, but some people aren't.
Right.
And I believe in telling you the truth. It's like, look, if you want bullshit, go somewhere else. If you want the real, come to me. And that's just the way I give it. I don't really believe in sugarcoating anything because, first of all, we're all adults. I'm not saying that I'll just come out of the gate and say, well, you know what, you're just full of crap. You know. No,
you listen
I
a little bit first, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll get to know you a little bit. And then when you are prepared, and that's a key word here, when you're prepared for the truth, I'll give it to you. But if you don't want the truth, I'll say, okay, fine. I'll let you find out on your own. Because there are people that don't really want the truth. I mean, let's just be honest. There are people that really want the fairy tale fantasy.
Yeah.
And for those people, good for you, a bear hug and some ice cream, and go sit in the corner. But for the people that, you know, want something that is honest, that is real, and that has integrity and truth, then you're more than welcome to come to me. And that's really how I operate. And I don't believe that I'm the best at anything. I don't believe that I'm like, oh, well, I'm the greatest psychic ever and all that. No, I'm still learning. I make mistakes. I'm human. I'm imperfect. I do everything that you do. I put on my leg, you know, my pants, one leg at a time. And, right. And, you know, my underwear one leg at a time, too, and change them daily. So it's like I don't.
Yeah.
I'm no different than you. So
we're all learning kind of on this.
Yeah, we're all learning. We're all here to learn. And as far as my gifts go, I am clairvoyant and clairaudient.
Okay.
I'm also intuitive, which means that I pick up on what my intuition is telling me. So I'm more of an intuitive psychic. I do use cards and everything. I also use runes too, but I try not to use tools because I like to kind of just go with it and wing it. But also, that's more so when it comes to the client or the customer. Because
right.
the more open
but
you are,
right.
the better your reading will be. It's like going to a doctor and saying, okay,
right.
I'm sick.
But only tell
and
me
the
good stuff.
Like, well, what's wrong? I'm sick.
Yeah.
There needs to be more than that. I just, like, you can't come to me and say, well, I have a question about my love life. Okay, in regards to what?
What aspect?
Somebody you're interested in? You know, like, what is there? So for me, the more specific you are, the better your reading is.
Gotcha. Okay. So it'd be better for people listening here. It's like if they're going to ask about their love life, say, okay, I have a choice between two guys, or I know somebody, or I'm just wondering if
right.
there's anybody on the horizon.
Right.
Okay.
Or better right. yet, what am I doing wrong? Because this is one thing that a lot of people don't think of either. We're
right.
so into, oh, well, I want a man. I need a man. I want to find a man. Where am I going to get a man? We're so into that we don't think about, well, what am I doing wrong to not attract the kind of man that I want or mate, whether it be male or female,
right.
or both, because some people do play both ways, and shout out to those people.
Right.
But, you know,
that secret, the law of attraction bit. It's like, you
right.
know, what am I doing to, you know, what am I doing to not, you know, bring
right.
this person in?
To not have them into my life. Because because regardless of who you are, whether you want love, whether you want money, and I understand it, everybody wants love and money. I would love me some love and money right now. A whole lot of love and money. But
you bet. It's like, yeah.
You know,
well, that's
the
bad thing about
yeah.
our society. We got to have those little rectangular pieces of paper with numbers on them in order to function. It's like, because the power company won't accept wampum beads anymore.
Right. But the thing of it is that it all starts with you. Because
right.
you get what you attract. If you think of yourself as a low piece of crap, and I'm not deserving because I'm fat, Well, guess what?
You're gonna get the people that
will treat you the way you allow yourself to be treated.
Right. Okay. The way you attract people in who kind of mirror what you yourself are. So it's like I've heard that. It's like if you're getting all these bummer relationships, it's like, you know, it's kind of a reflection about how you feel about yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, are you ready for a first caller? We've got
a
few here lined up. And all righty. And let's see. Our first caller here, it's like, if you will give us your name. And for me, it's like I always run the birth card. So if you give us, your name and your birth date, we'll see what Psychic Leo has in store for you today. Hello?
Yes. Oh, hi.
Yeah,
we're
live on the air.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Yeah, 8654.
Okay.
12:28 a.m.
Okay.
Okay. And should I say my question?
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't do that part of it, but it's like the program I run is just a oh, and you're wow. You're a double seven diamond. You're a seven of diamond birth card, and you're a seven of diamond planetary ruling card. But I'm going to let Leo have the first go here, and it's like,
okay.
Go ahead and ask him your question and
okay.
See what
Hi.
He has to say for you.
All righty. Hi, Leo.
Hello.
Hi. I've been teaching a workshop for the past year, and everything just I'm sharing what I've found to help learn to love myself, every part of myself, including healing the inner core, inner child, old habits, patterns. And tomorrow I'm going to be starting another one, and I'm just wondering if there's any insight into it or go with what I've done before and just follow my intuition. And
okay. May I have your name, please?
Oh, sure. Carol.
Carol. Oh, my mother's name.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know if that's good or bad, but we'll see about this phone call. Okay. basically, the one word I'm getting around you is go with what you know.
Cool.
And I feel like, honestly, the next workshop you do, I not only see it being, you know, better, like, I feel like this is, you're expanding. It's almost like level two, level three, level four of what you know. Okay. And I see the attendance being really, really, really great. Also, I get something to do with you in the angelic realm. I don't know why, but I pick up angels around you, or you're an angel girl. And it feels like to me, just with you, where you are right now in your life, you not only want to help other people, but I not only see this going off well, but I just see you being, it feels like to me this is very fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and on so many levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and especially emotionally. And I definitely see it going rather well. And believe it or not, there's going to be two people that are going to actually request more of your work after your class, after your workshop.
Okay.
So I definitely see it expanding and growing a lot.
Wonderful.
And be prepared to, I would say, either get into writing. Or I kind of see you either wanting to write a book within the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Wonderful. And yeah, great, great. And as far as the angelic, I'm also a healer, energy healer.
Okay.
So, and the angels, I'm very, very blessed to be surrounded and supported on the angelic and realm. So thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Wonderful.
I've got a minute or two here. Just I want to say something to Carol here real quick. It's like you're seven of diamonds person. It's called the card of spiritual value. So it's like that makes a lot of sense with what you're saying about the angels around you. And it's like it's, you know, the seven of diamonds, it's a unique card called one of the semi-fixed cards. And there's in our deck of 52, there's seven uniquely different cards. And it's like they fall into a different category and you kind of got a special mark on your life. So it's like, this is, you know, it does say you're a little bit stubborn, but you're also very creative. And some are really destined to become millionaires in this life if you access the high side of that spiritual money card. So somehow or other, you're always connected with money because diamonds are that. They're the material, the money, but they're also about value. So this is awesome. And it's like, you know, I'm glad to hear Leo saying that. It's like it's really confirms. It's like, yeah, it's like looks like stuff is really going good for you. It's like, and please do, you know, go, call us back and let us know how stuff goes. It's like we always like to hear back from people and, like, you know, kind of keep us tracked on things. And Jethro's encouraging me to say, you know, click the follow button because it kind of reminds you, you know, of when we're on and stuff. But it's like we would love to have you back on and just kind of hear how stuff's going for you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I certainly will, and I will put you on follow. That's great. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, both of you, so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you for calling in. Have
a
good one.
And I'll be back in touch.
Okay, sounds good. All righty. Let's see. Now, can we do another couple interview questions? Anything else that we kind of missed there? It's like, okay, tell us some more about yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm originally from the Deep South. I'm a Southern boy. I'm originally from Alabama, but I now live in the Midwest.
Okay.
And
not have that accent.
No, I do not.
That?
No, I don't anymore.
Right.
But no, I'm definitely a country boy at heart. And, you know, my approach to my reading is just what you just heard. I believe in being honest. I believe in being real.
Excellent.
And I believe in having some integrity. And I will say this. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you. To everybody that's listening to me, yes, I can be wrong. You know, yes, I may not connect with you on the first try, but that's okay.
Right.
You know,
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I think I remember you telling me something too. It's like what you actually get from people is what's happening in the moment, and it's like, you know,
right.
You're not really, you know, looking out months and years into advance, but it's like you're kind of going, here's where they're at, you know, this day, this time, and it's like, and it's just kind of a real short time, you know, kind of time span. So it's like, you know, because I know you said sometimes people come back and go, well, you were wrong about this. It's like, you know, but what about free will? You know.
Well, the thing of it is that, you know, what people don't understand is that you have choices in your life. I could tell you, well, tomorrow, you know, I see you writing a book and it'll be a national bestseller. But if you don't sit your little ass down and take that pen and paper and write your book.
Put the book on, it's like it's not going to publish, right?
It won't happen. So it's really up to you to do what you need to do. And a lot of people don't understand that. And then also, you know, I know a lot of people are into soulmates and things of that nature and twin flames, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't feel that every guy you're sleeping with, every dude that you have in your bedroom, every woman you have in your room, you know, your bedroom, your bathroom, wherever you tend to fornicate, is your soulmate. So I'll be the first one to tell you, well, sweetie, I don't see a soulmate. And a soulmate necessarily is not a lover. A soulmate could be your best friend. A soulmate could be your mom, your dad, your pet. So, you know, a soulmate is somebody that actually helps you complete the work because they themselves are doing work themselves. They're they're just coming along with you for the ride. Whereas a person who happens to be a twin flame, and it's very rare that people meet their twin flames in this lifetime, but a person who happens to be a twin flame, trust me, there's always something in the middle. There's always something wrong. Either man's married or, you know, they're in an abusive relationship, or they themselves are the abuser in the relationship. There's always something, there's always a block.
There.
So you can never really get with your twin flame because you're not supposed to. There's something more that you need to learn. And that's what people don't understand. We are here on this planet to learn every single day. Nobody is any better than anyone else.
That little red schoolhouse alive, right?
Right.
All righty.
Yeah.
Well, let's take our next caller here, and this is from area code 224. 224, you are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. You have Psychic Leo Brown today, and I'm doing cards, and what we'd like you to say is kind of slow because I know I'm sometimes a little slow with hearing stuff, but if you would give us your name and your date of birth, that would be a good start.
Hi, my name is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good, and my birthday is 12/17/1960.
All right. 60s girl, yes. Okay. And what's your question for me today?
My question is there's a serious problem in my city with animal abuse and neglect, and our animal warden is a sadistic animal killer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're exposing him, and do you see him finally losing his job or then someone finally coming in to actually investigate from outside of the city?
I want to say, this is what the first thing I picked up just from you saying that was literally like a protest. I feel like a protest or like some kind of rally.
Yes,
and,
we are on the 12th of May. Yes.
Okay. And I feel like there's going to be media coverage.
Yes.
And so get yourself camera ready. And I also see either like if this isn't a policeman, this is somebody high in the political ranking that actually is going to go into it and say, we need to investigate this. And I feel like whoever this is, they're going to be two counties or two cities over from where you are now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do see it getting investigated. I feel like the protest is going to be the tip of the iceberg. And
okay.
It feels like to me this particular man, he's just a very uncaring man. He really he lets his power get to him. And, you know, it's like that old saying, power corrupts. And I feel like with him, that's really what it is in terms of him. So I do see him. Now, I'm going to say this. I necessarily don't see him being ousted, but I think the wheel is going to start to turn with him being ousted. So I feel like this is going to be the beginning of it all. and I actually see you doing a lot of work, not only with animals, but with the environment, too.
Okay.
And I kind of get either something almost to the nature of Greenpeace, but maybe, excuse me, maybe not as extreme.
Okay.
But I do see you doing something like that, and I feel like it's actually going to not only, I don't know why, I feel like in a sense it's kind of your calling. I feel like you really do love animals and nature.
Yes.
And land. So I think you getting out there and doing things like that is going to be the best thing for you. And let me ask you something. Are you married or are you single?
I'm single.
Okay. Because I just want to say this to you. I think you're going to meet somebody through the work that you do.
Okay.
And I feel like whoever this person is, they kind of remind me of Ed Begley Jr., if you know who that is, very environmentally friendly. And I feel like you're going to like this person a great deal, and there's going to be a really good connection. I didn't say they don't get, like, right off the bat, but I feel like through the work you do, you're going to meet someone that is on the same page as you, because it looks like to me, in terms of relationships and dating, you're out there, but you're not out there, meaning...
Totally.
Yeah, you're open to it, but you're like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
You're absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah. So I feel like you're definitely, you know, out there. But I just feel like with this guy, you'll like him a lot because you and him will have a lot in common.
Okay.
So keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested, Jill. It's like what geographical area are you in?
I'm in North Chicago, Illinois. I'm not Chicago. I'm actually close to Wisconsin.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, great.
All righty. I was going to say,
thank you.
You're welcome.
It was excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. And good luck.
All righty. Yeah, it's like, and thank you. Know, let us, you know, kind of keep us posted on that too. It's like, you know, let us know how that goes,
okay.
And you know how the political scene and all that. And Leo is going to be back on with us on May 2nd. It's going to be he and Jethro that day because that's the middle of the weekday, and Jethro's going to be here, so they'll have some more fun there. But it's like, yeah, that's kind of an important deal there. It's like that's really big. I want to kind of tell you, Jill, it's like your birth card, you are an ace of clubs. And it's like there's a lot there with, like what Leah was saying, with, you know, your knowledge, your drive. It's like, you know, and you're a starter. It's like you have that real desire and drive to go and do things and help things. And it's like that's really awesome. I mean, I kind of sit here and listen to his stuff and kind of read along and go, yeah, it's pretty much what it says here too. It's pretty good. So thank you. Thank you very much. And it's like... maybe, you know, push that follow button, and it's like, you know, keep us in mind and call us back again at that 773-897-6461. And thank you very much for being on the show today with us.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again. All righty. Let's see. And we're starting to get more folks in here. So it's like you want to say a couple more things, or you want to go right into the next one here?
Well, I also want to say for people that actually want to, you know, follow me outside of this medium, or you might be a little too shy to request a reading live on the air, and I understand that, and that's okay.
Right.
But that's what my website is for, psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com. And you can go there and find out more about me and what I'm about and who I am and, you know, everything that you need to know about me. And also, most importantly, you can purchase a private one-on-one consultation with me. I offer consultations via phone, email, and online via Skype as well. And you can also, if you want to, you can email me at psychicleo28, that's psychicleo28@yahoo.com as well. And we can go into questions via reading, you know, as well regarding that. And then also you can follow me on Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. That's The Real Leo Brown on Twitter. And with Facebook, if you want to keep up to date with me and all my comings and goings and radio appearances and all that, you know, fun crap, then you're more than welcome to go to facebook.com/psychicleobrowninc. That's facebook.com/psychicleoinc.
Leo Inc. Okay. Yep, I didn't have those before. All righty, that's good. So he talks slow for us. So it's like for those of you guys who are wanting to write those down out there, those are good places to contact Leo. It's like he's got a lot of places. He's on Facebook and Twitter, through Yahoo Mail, through Skype, and through his website, psychicleo.com. So awesome. Thank you for that. That's good information. All right, and we have our next caller here. Thank you for holding. This is area code 954. And 954, if you would come on and give us your name. We've got Psychic Leo with us here today, and we'd like your name and your birth date. And, you know, I'm just going to say talk slowly and distinctly for those of us who are over 50 here, which would be me.
Hello.
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 Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
My name is Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, all right.
And my date of birth is 11/19/1981.
Oh, okay. And Leo's going to visit with you first here and ask your question and all that good stuff.
Okay. And what's your question for me today, Natalie?
I am currently, I was dating a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His date of birth was 11/23/1980.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of have this, similar in a different way kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know what you see about us.
About you and he reconnecting? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm just going to ask you before I begin, do you want the truth or do you want a fairy tale?
Leo is a life counselor and a life empowerment person here too. So it's like that's part of what he does.
Okay. First of all, what I pick up around you, and thank you for the plug. But what I pick up around you, honestly, is when it comes to you and this relationship with this particular person, I feel like a lot of it is and was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It feels literally like a bouncing ball or seesaw. And I definitely see that there is chemistry. But this man doesn't know what he wants to save his life. Okay? He doesn't know if he wants friendship or some girl on from the block. And, you know, that's not because of you. I feel like that's mainly because of an ex-girlfriend before you. That I feel like whoever she is, she's not. I don't think she's in his life physically now. I feel like she's in his life more on the emotional standpoint, and that's why things are so, you know, back and forth between you and he. But in terms of you and he reconnecting, I feel like that it may be June or July, because I get the number 6 and 7, okay, is when I feel that you guys may reconnect. But the thing of it is, sweetheart, I feel like you're more so ready for commitment versus when it comes to him, I don't see that he's ready like you are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
You did say that was an old girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe that's why he's not opening up to you the way he could be. Because I feel like I don't feel like the girl's around him now. But I feel like emotionally, the after effects of what happened in that relationship are still fresh for him. And that's why he's not opening up like he could be or should be. But when it comes to you and he reconnecting, you really need to not only, you know, be open to it, of course, but most importantly, girl, open your mouth. When he does come back into your life, tell him exactly what you want and do not settle for less.
Okay.
Because it feels like to me you are very much a giver. You give a lot, especially emotionally, to your men when you're involved with them and you love hard. And I feel like with this particular person, you really did, and that's because you and him are like red and blue. You know, you're red and he's blue. You're opposite, but you work together really well. But I also feel like it's been frustrating for you because, you know, you see the goodness in him, but he doesn't see the goodness in himself. But the one thing I want to say to you is in your relationship history, stop doing all the work.
Yeah, I kind of tend to.
Let them sweat for a little bit. Let them break a sweat. Let them, you know, bend their back up and complain of being hurt and being in pain for a little bit. You sit down and drink your lemonade and chill out and let them do the work. Because it feels like to me, when it comes to you, you know what you deserve, but then you know. You go back and forth on it. Stop doing that.
That is so true. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So you do feel him and me reconnecting sometime in
July? I feel like you and him, you are going to reconnect, but I just feel like you need to stand your ground, okay? And if this man is not ready to give you what you want, then what do, Natalie? We walk away.
Yes, and we don't come back.
Right, and we walk away slowly so you can see the way our ass looks as we walk away in our jeans. That's what we do.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you, Natalie, for calling in. That was really good. That was awesome. And thank you, you know, thank you, Leo. It's like, man, you're right on today here. It's like, this is really cool. And Natalie, do call us back and kind of, you know, again, kind of keep us apprised and, you know, what's going on. And maybe that new guy who's coming in, it's like, let us go, you know, let us know the good stuff going on, too. We'd love to hear from you guys.
All right. Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay. Yeah, let's see if you want to get a hold of Leo. I'm going to let you read through your stuff here again. It's like how to get a hold of you.
You can go to psychicleo.com. You can also email me at psychicleo28@yahoo.com. You can follow me on Twitter at TheRealLeoBrown. That's TheRealLeoBrown. And you can also follow me on or friend me on Facebook. Friend actually my company on Facebook, which is Psychic Leo Brown Incorporated. And the way you can find that is go to facebook.com/PsychicLeoBrownInc. That's facebook.com/PsychicLeoBrownInc.
All righty. Sounds good. Yeah, let's see. We haven't run across Jethro yet. He hasn't come back in. Jethro is usually the guy who's doing this. It's like I'm not usually the weekend person. We can get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net. And let's see, let's go to our next caller here. And thank you very much for holding. This is area code 312. And 312, you're live on the air here with Psychics Gone Wild. We have special guest Psychic Leo Brown on with us today, and he's going to be back with us again May 2nd. And let's see, if you would give us your name slowly and clearly and give us a birth date for you.
Tina, and 10/23/79.
Okay. Hey, so what's your question?
My question is, I'm looking for a job, and I wanted to see what you see coming down the line for me.
Well, first of all, Ms. Tina, I see a lot of frustration around you right now when it comes to the job market. Because it looks like to me you definitely are, you know, like you said, you're looking, but I feel like there's a lot of mental anguish, like, oh, my God, I mean, hurry up, you know. Is that kind of thing. But what I do pick up for you, and I want to say either within the next 3 weeks or 3 months, I feel like there's going to be a job coming your way that I feel like not only are you going to really like, but financially you're going to like it because it's more about securing your future rather than your now. Because it looks like to me you're not just wanting a job. You're wanting something that you can actually – sit back on and say, you know what, okay, all my bills are paid. I can go to Las Vegas for a couple of weeks and not worry about my money.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I do see something coming up for you, but the one thing I'm seeing around you is stop worrying about it.
Oh, actually, recently I haven't been worried about the job mm-hmm. so much. I was just like,
okay, good.
Whatever.
Okay.
But then, you know what?
Okay, good.
Because I
just feel like if you weren't worried about it now, which is good, I'm very proud of you for that. It feels like in the past you kind of were. You were kind of panicked. So
I did panic for a long time because it's been like, it was like the first year when I didn't have a job, I was panicky, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
now I'm in the second year, my unemployment ended, and I'm like, why am I so calm? I'm just kind of like.
But you know what, I actually feel like, believe it or not, Tina, I feel like you being unemployed, and this may sound funny, but actually it's been a good thing because I actually feel like you've actually had a chance to reconnect with family. I feel like things in your home life are a little bit less chaotic now. And
mm-hmm.
more importantly, you devoted time to yourself. Because it feels like to me when you were working, you didn't put yourself first.
Yeah, it's kind of like I hide under work.
Right.
Pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
Hide
so
everything,
now,
emotions and everything under mm-hmm. work.
So now you can actually kind of, you know, just chill out and just do your own thing. So I think in a sense, and I'm going to say this to the people on air, sometimes being unemployed is not always a bad thing, people. I know we want money. We all want to live and eat well. Don't get it twisted because I do too. I mean, I know I love to eat. But anyway, but sometimes being unemployed is not a bad thing because it makes you reconnect with things that you lose. And I feel like especially for you, that's what you did. You reconnected a little bit.
Yeah, but there's one particular job that I really, like one particular company that I've been trying to get in. I've had
mm-hmm.
connection with them in the past, and I wanted to see if you see that it's going to be one of the companies that are going to consider me for a position,
mm-hmm.
and it's PwC.
Okay.
That's the name of the company.
I literally pick up, the first thing I got, like literally, even before you mentioned the company name, was corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very corporate, very well known. And I pick up for you in this position, I pick up you doing something to do with along the lines of management because
mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you being in the leadership role. And I feel like that's where you belong.
Yes.
And I actually get around you that it feels like to me either there's been a waiting list or there's been like a lot of stops and starts with trying to get in with this company.
Yes.
But I want to say for you that I would say I get the number two. So I want to say maybe 2 months or even 2 weeks. I will be real with people. I am not the best with time frames. So do not
okay.
call me and quote me and be like, oh, my God, you say 2 weeks and it didn't happen. Do not do that because you will get some
no,
choice
no.
words. You will get some choice words that you may not like. So what I'm picking up around you is within the next 2 months, I feel like things are going to actually get better with that particular position where you actually get in. And it looks like to me, this position is really good for you because not
okay.
only is it challenging, but it's rewarding because there's growth. And it feels like to me
mm-hmm.
that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I get you going through like an interviewing process, and
mm-hmm.
it feels like step one, step two, step three,
mm-hmm.
where it may be a bit rigorous at first, but you'll ace it because you're very quick with it.
Yeah, because I remember when I first interviewed with them, they kind of like expressed high, you know, interest in me, and
mm-hmm.
we stayed in touch, and it's a big company, like
mm-hmm.
we all know.
Mm-hmm.
So I recently applied for a position, and I knew I wasn't qualified, but they personally contacted me before they sent me that email letter, that stupid email that's been sent to everyone. They said, well, we're not going to consider you for this one, but I knew that I wasn't qualified for that position anyway, but they called me personally. You know, that HR person. So I'm going to stay in touch with her. And she said I should keep applying, and they keep encouraging
mm-hmm.
me to keep applying. So
she'll fight for you. So don't the attitude you have now where you're
mm-hmm.
not worried about it, keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
okay.
going to help you. That'll,
yeah,
you
I realized that when I was tense, nothing
mm-hmm.
happened in my life.
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah, when you tense, nothing really happens. And when you take your mind off and you're not even really worried about it, that's when everything falls in your lap. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like because I've been calm now, it's going to actually happen sooner because then
mm-hmm.
now I'm not really too worried about it, so I'm
mm-hmm.
open. I've opened up my energy to receive. So
right,
yeah.
So keep that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Isn't that Kelly? Yeah, this is Kelly. It's like Jesser was supposed to be on today, and he had one of those, oh, my goodness, this came up moment and had to be out of town, him and Kay did, and it's like he was going to try to call in if he had service, and it's like apparently wherever they went, he's not getting good service, so because he hasn't joined us yet. But, yeah, and it's like wanted to thank you, too. It's like Tina's got some pretty good intuitive stuff on her own, and she and I conversed quite a while the other day, and it's like I apologize for not getting back to you, and it's like ongoing stuff going with my stuff, too, so it's like, yeah. But we appreciate you coming on. It's like, well,
thank you.
I'm going to kind of put you on hold here and let you listen in the rest of the show if you want to, or, you know, join
yeah,
us in the chat
that's
box.
Fine.
It's like,
I am in the chat, so I'll keep listening.
Okay, well, thank
chat.
You for calling in. Keep us updated on how things go.
I will. Okay. Bye.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And Leo, one more time. Yeah. Give us your info.
You can go to psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com to request a private reading with me. I do, by the way, offer discounts. For those of you who are new customers of mine, if you become a new customer of Psychic Leo Brown, Inc., you get your first one-hour reading at 20% off. That's 20% off your first one-hour reading. In order to do that, just go to my website, psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. That's The Real Leo Brown on Twitter. And you can also find my company and all that's happening on Facebook. That's facebook.com/psychicleoinc. That's facebook.com/psychicleoinc.
All righty. And let's see. Oh, we've had one person here been really patient with us. It's like we have Heart, 22 Heart, and you are on the air with us here. It's like if you'd like to give a name and your birth date here slowly for us, it's like that kind of helps me, and it's like maybe lets Leo dial into your energies a little bit better too, so it's like you're live on the air with us.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Karen. My date of birth is 6669.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, my boyfriend is gone to his country for a month, and I just wanted to know if you see him reconnecting with someone from his past.
Okay. Let me ask you something first before we go into that.
Okay.
Why are we in such a panic over that?
I
feel a lot of emotional anxiety, like literally, like as you said it, I feel like you're on the verge of tears about it.
Yeah. I just hate for him, you know, it's like when he's here, I mean, we're together and everything, and I don't know, I just feel insecure when he's over there because I know that she still calls him and stuff.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I see, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of a dose of real advice, and I hope you're ready for it, okay?
Okay.
I feel like she's trying to reconnect with him. I'm going to be honest with you. I do. But I don't necessarily see him going for the bait. I don't think he's that weak. But I can see why you say that, because you've had this happen more than once, it feels like to me.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but you've had this happen more than once. And I want to say this to you, hon, that if this man is doing this to you, then, sweetheart, he's not, honey, come on, let's be real now. He's not worth the speed it would take to cuff him, as my folks would say. Because it feels like to me, you are kind of, you don't mean to, but because you love him so much, you're lowering yourself.
Yes.
Stop doing it. That's not fair to you. You are a beautiful woman. You know you deserve better. And I actually feel like in the back of your head, you contemplated walking out of the relationship many times.
Uh-huh, yes.
But I also feel like you want to fix this man. You can't change a leopard that don't want to change a spot, child. You can't do it.
Okay.
Stop trying to fix people. Fix yourself.
Okay.
You can fix you, but don't fix a grown man. That's a grown-ass man. If this man wants to go back to some heifer that really don't mean shit to him, I'm just going to be real with you, because I can tell you like realism, just like me.
Yes.
Now, if he does that, then you know what that says? You know what? You really weren't worth the time of day for me anyway. I deserve better because you know why? I'm worth it. And you look better than her anyway.
Thank you. You're so good, Lil. Everything you said to me right now, everything hit the spot.
So don't compromise yourself. And I want to say this to my ladies and to my gentlemen, too, that are on the air right now. When it comes to relationships of any type, it doesn't matter if it's with your best friend or your mama, do not compromise yourself because you are worth it, okay? People oftentimes, and I've been guilty of it myself, I've lowered my standards because I want a date. I'm lonely. My bed cold. You know what? That's okay. I just give me some almond rocker, some poppycock popcorn, and chill out and watch me a Lifetime movie. I don't need all that drama.
Right.
And you don't. You don't deserve that.
Yeah. And see, while he's away, I'm taking care of his business. And so I'm like, I want to know that, you know, all this time and effort I'm putting into it, is it really worth it? You know, if he's
mm-hmm.
over there messing around and I'm over here, you know, taking care of his business, is he, you know, stuff just goes through my head.
I'm just going to say this to me, what I'm picking up, and I could be wrong because I am, you know, I am human, I'm not perfect, but I feel like this man just does not, he cares, but he cares more about his money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
And I feel like he's using his business as like, putting it over your head. You know, like, well, you know while I'm going, you got to take care of my money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do shit. I'm just going to say it. You don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Because, now, are you getting the cut of it? Are you getting the cut of the funds from this business?
Oh, he's going to be paying me for the month that he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is what you do, child. Get your money. Buy you a sexy black dress. Buy you some high heels. Go out to the club and get you a new man.
I'm going to go get me some new boobs in June.
There you go. And work them boobs out. Like, you know, like it ain't nothing. Because I feel like for you, you're holding back.
Yeah.
I know you love this man. I know you do. But love don't hurt as much, child. Love is not, it ain't worth that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. And I just feel like you need to stop holding back for yourself. And I actually feel like you've done this for a while. This isn't new.
Yeah.
You've done this a lot in your relationship history.
Yes. I've known him for about 15 years, but we reconnected about 3 years ago again, and we're back together.
Keep it business. Leave the personal crap out of it because it's not worth it.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't see him reconnecting with this girl, but run for the hills, child. It ain't worth that much. Get
okay.
your money and leave.
Okay.
And rock your new breasts, your new titties like it ain't nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
Karen,
Leo.
You're welcome. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
Karen, it's like I want to tell you a couple things here. It's like for your birth card is the Jack of Diamonds. It's the financially creative card, and it's a salesman's card. And it's like it tells that you are sharp and clever and really made it, you know, able to make a good living with your wits and charm. You're really independent, and you always get, you know, by on the virtue of your inherited financial expertise. You've also got a Four of Hearts as a planetary ruler. But some of the things I just kind of wanted to see here, what Leo hit on, concerning relationships, sometimes you have some turnover of love interests, but you think about love a lot, marriage, but it's like the female Jack of Diamonds is better off not mixing business and romance because of the Queen of Diamonds. Your personality card has some negative love karma there. So it's like you kind of have an idealized concept of what your personal freedom is, but when you, just like what Leo said, when you mix business and love, it's like you're going to come up on the short end of the stick, and it's like that's not good for you. So it's like I encourage what he says, like get that black dress and go to town and get somebody who treats you, you know, like the good person you are.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll be
you're welcome. Great. Thank you. Yeah.
And,
thank
you. Know,
you.
Keep us updated. It's like, you know, push that follow button there and follow us. Leo's going to be back with us on May 2nd. So, yeah, we're always interested to know how things turn out for folks that we visit with here. So thank you very much for calling in, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll talk with you soon. All righty. Leo, one more time, info.
For those of you who are a little too shy to request to do a reading with me live on the air, and that's okay, you can go to psychicleo.com to request a private reading with me. You can also email me at psychicleo.com if, you know, say, I know that for a lot of people money is tight, money is not, you know, people are not balling out of control, and I understand that. So if you are more than willing and you want to email me and you say, hey, I have a burning question, Leo, but I don't have a lot of money. Well, Leo, I will hook you up, but I will offer a discount because let's just be real here. This is a business. This is how I make my living, and I love what I do. So you're more than welcome to email me at PsychicLeo28. That's PsychicLeo28 at Yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheRealLeoBrown. That's TheRealLeoBrown. And you can also keep up to date with all my comings and goings and rants and raves on Facebook. You can go to Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. That's Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. And most importantly, visit my website at PsychicLeo.com. That's PsychicLeo.com.
All righty. Let's see, I'm going to put a little plug in here for Psychic Jethro, who's not with us today. He is normally here. This is usually his spot time. And you can get a hold of him also at www.jethrosmith.net, psychicjethro@aol.com, jethropsychic@gmail.com. His phone is 928-284-0437. We also have Wild Sammy on Sundays, and hers is wildsammy@gmail.com. And then to contact with me, it's like mine is kcbirthcards@gmail.com, or my phone is 719-289-4907. And we have Psychic Leo on with us today. He'll be back on May 2nd, and here we go. We have one who's been a little patient here. It's like area code 704. If you would give us your name and your birthday, you are live on the air here with Psychics Gone Wild. It's like, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing? This is Jeff. My birthday is 2569.
Aquarius, okay.
All right, and what's your question, Mr. Jeff?
I have already answered that with the previous caller, but I also have kind of a relationship question myself.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have this particular person that I've known for almost 2.5 years now. And when I first met this person, it was kind of not intentional, but as I kind of grew to know this person, I kind of found myself getting like more and more attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually told them how I felt about them, and said, well, I just want to be friends right now. And I said, well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got the feeling that they didn't want to really be friends. And so what I did this year is I kind of like just kind of left myself open to meeting other people. But the only thing is that it's like every time, it's like every person I meet, they kind of remind me of the certain person.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you.
Okay.
First of all, you sound so cute, you know, and you're calling from one of my favorite cities. You're calling from, aren't you calling from North Carolina? Is that correct?
I am.
Mm-hmm. I love you. Love you for that. Okay. You're welcome. I just want to say this right off the bat. Why do I feel, because you are comparing him, and you're right, and I'm glad you were honest about it, but I'm really feeling around you, the reason why you keep meeting these men that you're not really attracted to is because it feels like to me you don't want to be attracted to him because you want said man, or you want said person, I should say. Excuse me.
Okay?
So it feels to me you need to stop comparing.
Uh-huh.
Stop comparing. And I definitely feel like with this particular person, they do want more, but they are really, I feel like they're really afraid, not of you necessarily, but of them. And I feel like especially emotionally investing, because I want to say maybe the last three relationships, serious ones that they were in, because I pick up them to do with a real commitment, either almost marriage or marriage around them at one point, that they're really afraid of doing that again because they're thinking, oh, my God, I did that before, and it just it hurt a lot. So
right.
That's why they're so reluctant, okay? And
okay.
What I pick up around them is they do like you a lot more than you think, but they just are afraid of getting hurt. And I want to say I pick up the number 4, so either within 4 weeks or 4 months, you're going to see things develop between you and this particular person.
Okay.
But I feel like but it's funny because you know what I pick up around it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen two children when they like each other and it's kind of puppy lovish, and the person's kind of bashful and, you know, the other one's kind of flirty? That's the way
right.
It's going to be. But it'll just develop into more than that over time. So just go with it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right.
And I have to say this, I'm proud of you for putting yourself out there to this particular person.
Okay, well, I mean, it took me a long time to tell this person, you know, how to, so,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, I eventually did, so.
Mm-hmm. No, you did the right thing. I just feel like with this person, they're ready, but just not right now. They want it, but just not right now. That's all.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I'm saying. Give it some time.
Okay.
And Tiff, it's like I'd like to mention your birth card. As that Aquarius, it's like you're a seven of spades person, and it's called the card of faith, and it's regarded as one of the most spiritual cards in the deck. You can have a lot of success in life as long as you don't disregard the wisdom that's intended to guide you through life. You are here to learn to trust and keep the faith in spite of circumstances that's going on. Your main challenges come in the areas of work and health. You've got an underlining King of Diamonds person that's you kind of got to live those higher values, you know, if you're going to do really good and stuff. Your life path is actually one of the better ones in the deck. In relationships, you've got some of the better marriage karma of the cards, you know, in relationship. And it's like that can extend into both financial and spiritual realms.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you're attracted to people with financial means. Mental power, but just watch a tendency to give too much importance to financial aspects. And if you know, you gotta keep on the high road, because if you don't stay on the high road with it and stay really positive with your thoughts, you might end up with more problems than good things coming out. Your two of spades as your planetary ruler gives you a strong urge toward friendship and partnerships. You would tend to create situations where you can work or play with those you call friends, and you're a really good friend yourself, and that's partly the Aquarius stuff too. Gives you a really good logical mind and gives you some special abilities in the workplace. You might be drawn to computers or other areas where, you know, clarity of mind is a requirement. But it can also bring that two of spades, also bring some uncertainties into relationship department. So there's probably, you know, fear about love, relationship that you got to face and acknowledge before you really find happiness in that. And it's like, but I'm really happy. It's like Leo seeing that 4. So it's like, you know, whether it's 4 weeks or 4 months, it's like, you know, you got some positive stuff coming in.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I was actually going to say, too, don't be so shy, because I also feel like you hide a lot. You don't mean to, but you do. So don't be so shy. Come out, you know, open up. And I guarantee you, you'll get what you want and you need. And I would also say keep yourself spiritually aligned, because I definitely feel like you're a very spiritual person, too.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. Let us know how stuff goes.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff, for calling in. All righty. Leo, one more time. Give us your contact stuff.
PsychicLeo.com. That's PsychicLeo.com. Facebook, Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. That's Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. And Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. That's at The Real Leo Brown. And you can also email me at PsychicLeo28, that's PsychicLeo28@yahoo.com. And I want to say to people, I love it when men call me. By the way, I do love the men, you know, like you couldn't tell. I'm gay as hell, people, so just, you know, let that marinate. But I do love it when men call me, because it's such a rarity for males to be even in this industry, but also it is a rarity for men to actually, you know, have the guts to even call. And so I want to say shout out to Jeff for that, and Charlotte, North Carolina, actually. for calling in. That was very, very, very nice of him. So thank you so much.
All righty. So if you guys listening out there, it's like there's some people in the chat room there. It's like we're encouraging them to call in either on Skype. It's like because sometimes we have people who've like, you know, well, we're from Australia. It's like cost too much to call. It's like, well, Skype us, you know. It's like or get in on that computer. It's like Blog Talk has a computer, website, you know, the HTTP. All righty, and we've got a lady here. I know who she is. It's like she's been holding here for us for about 20 minutes. And hello, Tristan. How are you doing today?
Hey, fine. How are you, Kelly?
Oh, pretty good. We got psychic Leo Brown on with us today. And it's
yeah.
Like, you got some
I know.
Yeah.
I want to ask
you got
some questions.
And I know you've got some issues. It's like you got several things you're working on here, and it's like maybe you'd like to let him see, you know, what he's got for you. Maybe a little bit different take on it. It's like give you some new avenues to explore. And this is go ahead and say your name and give us your birthday.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. It's Tristan, and my birthday is 9/12 of 1964.
Okay. And what's your question?
About a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want his name?
That would be nice to have, yes.
Brian.
Okay. And what do you want to know about you and Mr. Brian?
What's going to happen? What's the next step? Where's it headed?
Okay.
And does he love me?
Okay.
Hey, Tristan, do you have a birth date for him, too? Do you have a birth date for Brian?
Yes, it is June 1st.
Okay.
Of, oh, my God, what is it, 66?
Okay.
Let me just start out and say he does love you very much. But the one thing I'm picking up that maybe he doesn't do enough of is I feel like he doesn't say it or show it enough to me. You know, that's what I'm picking up around this. And it feels like to me within this relationship, you're definitely moving forward, but it just feels like you're moving like molasses. And for you... And I think for you, it feels a little bit frustrating because you're like, okay, I know he cares, but I just wish he'd hurry up. You know what it is, and I think this is why maybe he's moving so slow? This man to me seems very methodical, and it's so funny that he, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's either a Taurus or a Gemini.
He's a Gemini.
Okay, well, that explains it, because I feel like with him, he's very analytical, and I feel like he's really analyzing the hell out of this relationship. But not the relationship in terms of you and him together, but more of the timing to do everything, the timing to move forward in terms of commitment and romance and growth, you know. And I also feel like there's some issues with him going on within the financial realm, not like he's broke or destitute, but I just feel like with him he's looking towards the future a lot more. And he's saying, okay, I really, you know, I want things to be almost perfect. He knows that perfect doesn't exist, of course, but in his mind, he just wants things to be a certain way. I feel like within the next 2 to 3 months, or even 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see things open up a lot more, where he will communicate with you on a more open scale, and I feel like emotionally he'll open up a lot more too. But why do I pick up around him like somebody from his past that, not that he never got over them, I think he's over them, but it's more of just they left an impression. Because I feel like whoever this person was, they kind of hurt him a little bit, and he's just never really let it go. So that's why he's so cautious. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I'm picking up around me for some reason. But I definitely see things growing. It's just that when they finally do grow, it'll be like, okay, about time, like at least for you. I feel like you're going to be like, okay, wow. About time things are moving, because I definitely sense a great deal of frustration, but at the same time, you're kind of going like, okay, I know it's going to happen, I just don't know when. So I would say for you, the best thing for you to do is to have patience.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do see the next step, it being more so, you know, not only commitment, but I feel like if anything, and I want to say maybe within 6 to 8 months, if you guys aren't near the, I don't want to say, well, I do pick up marriage, but I don't pick up you and him going to the chapel, like, right, you know, right off the bat. But I feel like that may come up, because I feel like this relationship is not new. You've been around each other for quite a while. So.
Well, it's a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
why does it feel so familiar?
Because I brought him with me from a past life.
Okay.
Kristen, I want to give you that one. It's like since you gave me both birthdays, kind of looked this up here. You guys have 8 connections, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 of those 8 connections are in the spiritual spread, which is the past life. There's only 2 of them in the life spread, which is this one. The 2 ones in the life spread for this are in Jupiter. But that very first connection you guys have in the spiritual spread is a Venus one, which indicates the past, you know, love from the past life. And you've got that twice in there. You've got 2 Venus connections. You've got 2 Neptune connections, 1 Uranus connection, and 1 Saturn. It's like all those are in the spiritual. All those are in past life connections. So, yeah, you guys have brought that forward, if that helps.
Okay, well, last night he sent me an offline message,
mm-hmm.
and he somehow, I've never told him my last name, and he came up with my last name, and that about just, I about crapped my pants there. I was like, oh my God, how did this person freaking know my name? Oh my God, and that, I just don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of the secretive kind.
Okay. Well, I was actually going to ask you, what are you so afraid of? Because it feels like to me that you do care about him a lot, or else you wouldn't call about him.
Yeah,
but I also feel like you are kind of, like, there's a sense of hesitancy. Like, you're afraid of really letting him in.
Yep.
Because he's a good guy. I don't see anything wrong with him. So it sounds like to me that a lot of the stuff that I was speaking of earlier was not about him, it was about you.
That's funny.
Now we get into the real, okay, now we get into the real issue here. So it's not him, it's you. Why are you so afraid of this man?
Because he made me feel something I have never felt before. And, again, that just scared the hell out of me. And
but you know what I also think, too, from what I'm picking up just immediately from you? You've gotten used to being in relationships that are kind of abusive.
Yeah. Yep. And he's really nice.
Right. And he's really nice. And in your mind, you're like, I know something wrong with him. I know this man's crazy. I know he's an axe murderer that's going to chop me up into itty-bitty pieces to cook me. So I'm going to do everything I can to make him run away. Don't do that. Because I feel like with him, don't push him. Don't push him away from you.
I already did. Check it out.
Okay.
Seriously, I did. This is an online thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he confessed his love to me and all this stuff, and then I was like a total bitch to him, mm-hmm. and freaked out on him. And then I, like, turned around and I'm like, oh, okay. I realized, you know, what I did and why I was feeling, and I explained it to him, and he was, like, so cool with it, and he was like, that's okay, I understand, and he's like, I just don't want you to, you know, doubt my love for you, and I'm like, okay, all right, mm-hmm. you know, I know it's me, mm-hmm. because I am psychic, okay, but...
Mm-hmm.
But I get into problems when it comes to, like, my emotions and dealing with relationships.
Okay,
I can read for everybody else, but not me.
Well, number one, let me just make a point here, and I'm actually glad you called. But let me make a point here and say, well, maybe, honey, number one, you're not supposed to read for yourself because your life is meant to be lived like everybody else's. Now, number two, if you know that you have these big issues that you claim you have, why aren't you working through them?
Well, I am. That's why I apologized to him and explained it. And
mm-hmm.
I'm when I find myself going to that place, I go and I do some toning work.
Okay, good. Well, keep doing that. I mean, because I feel like this guy, you know, there definitely is something here. And I want to say, I feel like by the time the summer ends, you guys, if you're not together physically, you're going to be near that arena pretty soon.
Okay,
because
so, he's in Texas. He's in Texas, and I'm in Florida.
Okay. Well, I, believe it or not, I actually get him coming to you. Because I feel like this man would do anything for you.
Wow.
If you allow him to.
Okay, how do I just, like, not be an idiot?
Don't be an idiot.
The steps is like, so you're trying to get Levi to, or Leo to kind of give you some of the cookie cutters. It's like step one, step two, step three. It's like, how can I do this better?
Don't be an idiot. Don't be a fool.
I know, but I'm such a jackass. I'm telling
you. Well, baby,
you.
But that's the thing. If you already know, okay, you just admitted it to us and to millions of people on the air that you are a jackass. You just admitted this, Tristan. So
I know.
If you know you are a jackass, then that means, okay, well, I need to stop being less of a jackass then. It's not, you're making it harder than what it is. That's one thing you need to stop doing. Stop overanalyzing it.
Oh, my God, that's what Virgos do. Don't you know that?
Yes, I know that, sweetheart. My grandmother's a Virgo, September 1st.
Good Lord.
And, but that's okay. But stop overanalyzing yourself. And number one, when you do something wrong, don't beat yourself up so much. Okay, you did something wrong. Big deal. Go get you a drink and have a good day.
Go have a drink. You tell everybody, go out to a club. Go out and have a drink. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Go out and live life. That way, life isn't leaving you. That's why I often say that, because a lot of people, we spend so much time pining and wanting love that we don't live our life to get it. How are you going to get it if you don't go out there and you know, put yourself out there? You have to. And that's not just with love. That's with anything.
You got to get yourself out the front door.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that. I mean, go out and live life and enjoy your life. Enjoy yourself. And more importantly, you're working on loving yourself, but learn to embrace yourself, not just the good part. Embrace the ugly parts, too. Because that way, when you meet this man, when you finally meet him, you can be like, this is who I am, take it or leave it. And I guarantee you, he'll take it.
Yeah, because I think he will.
Yeah, because if this man really does care about you, like he says, you'll be okay. But once again, like I said earlier in the interview, it starts with you. If you don't see yourself as a beautiful, capable, balanced woman, nobody else will.
You're right. You're right. And I know I am. It's just, I'm telling you, when it gets around this love stuff, I get goofy.
But that's okay, though, sweetheart. Everybody does.
I'm a jackass.
Everybody gets like that. That's normal. You're not supposed to be perfect. That's what I'm saying. You're putting yourself up to standards that are just not feasible, even for you. That's okay.
That's probably Virgo.
Yeah.
If you are a jackass,
but
you know what? If you like that, then you say, well, you know what? I'm going to let you know right now, Brian. I love you, boo-boo. I love you to death. I want to do all kinds of freaky, nasty, dirty things to you and with you. But... you know, I'm going to let you know right now, when it comes to this love thing, I'm a little bit of a jackass.
Yeah, I have
That's
told
okay.
him that. I have told him that. And he is okay with that.
Right. And there you go. Then you let it flow. If he's okay with it, then you're fine. Stop making it harder than what it is. The only person that's having a big problem with this is you.
I know. I know.
So maybe she kind of needs to accept herself the way she is,
yes.
And it's like, and let him accept herself as the way she is.
Right. It's about self-acceptance, because if you don't like your company, who the fuck else gonna like you?
I love that. That's hilarious. Oh my God, you talk like me.
But it's true.
Crazy wild.
Yes, I am. But it's true. If you don't like yourself, who else is going to like you? Who else is going to love you if you don't love you? You know what I'm saying? And that's a big misconception in a lot of love and relationship things. Oh, I want a boyfriend. I want a man. Okay, but do you love yourself? Well, not really. I think that I just deserve a man because I'm lonely. Well, you know what, bitch? You need to sit down over there in that corner and do what you need to do with you first, and then worry about finding a man.
There you go.
The man will come later.
That's something like we draw relationships in that kind of mirror how we love ourselves, something along those
yeah,
lines.
That's it exactly. Yeah,
no,
we all
no,
do.
No, but this person like tells me it all the time and is so kind and so good-hearted.
So maybe you're getting to that point where it's like,
really
Tristan, you're loving yourself, so you got somebody who's telling you good stuff, and
let him do it, and don't look at it and say, well, oh my God, you know, he's gonna hate me. No, this man already has told you he loves you. He's already professed love, and this man is where is he in Texas?
Yep.
Look, I mean, if you don't want him, I'll take him off your hands for you. I mean, you want me to do it? I'll help you out. I'll make you single.
Honey,
I mean, you don't want that, do you?
You couldn't get him. You couldn't get
right.
him from.
So you know, you don't want that. So what you do is you just embrace the fact that you finally have found somebody that loves you for you, and you apply it to yourself. The way they love you, you just go, okay, you know what? I'm going to reverse that and put that mirror on me. That's all you
do. Yep, you're right.
It's as simple as that. You know how you go out and you buy that one expensive dress that you just love and you had to have? Think of yourself as that expensive dress and say every morning, I love you and I have to have you.
Cool.
And you'll be just fine.
And if you saw my picture, you'd know that it's all good over here.
Well, exactly. Well, if you already know that, then you better own it then. That's exactly my point. You just answered my question. You answered your own question.
You're
go
funny.
Go on, Tristan. Go on.
You're funny. I like you.
And, Tristan, hang out with us. And it's like we're going to let Leo tell us how to get a hold of him here again. And we've got a couple more callers here we need to get to. They've been being patient with us. So it's like, Leo, tell us one more time.
Okay. You can reach me at psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com. You can also email me at psychicleo28. That's psychicleo28@yahoo.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at TheRealLeoBrown. That's TheRealLeoBrown. And you can also find me on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. Facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc.
All righty. And there's a couple of our callers that have joined us a little bit late, and it's like kind of refresh us there with the difference between a life coach and like a motivational coach and kind of what.
Well,
you
a life coach is basically someone who, you know, they take a look at what's going on around you and how it affects your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like say you have low self worth or low self esteem or bad finances, and they literally look at your life. Like, well, what's going on in your life that's making all these financial issues come about? Because what people don't realize is that everything connects. It's kind of like a big spider web. Everything kind of connects to one another.
Okay.
And what I do, the reason I call myself an empowerment coach, is I actually say, I don't teach you to do anything, number one. I just basically say, look at your life and look for what it really is. Your life is sucky, but why?
Right.
Maybe because of the choices you chose to make. Maybe because you are hanging on to those choices and you're regretting them or whatever. And I believe in empowering you to do better because when you know better, when you really know yourself, you do better. It's like someone who, for the longest time, they ate, and ate, and they ended up weighing 300 pounds. And then as they became older, they said, you know what? I'm gonna start looking really into losing the weight the healthy way. And they started getting a personal trainer. They started eating better. And before they know it, they're 100 pounds lighter.
There you go.
So when you know better, you do better. And that's basically what me as an empowerment coach, that's what I actually, I would say, profess. Yeah, that's what I focus on. Because I don't focus on, well, you know, I can do it. I've done it, and you can too. No, I still have issues too. I have problems too. Trust me. I'll be the first one. I don't turn down no meal. You know, I don't turn down.
Sometimes you're your own worst critic.
Yeah, we all are, but that's okay. And I show you that it's okay to fail. But once you fail, admit it and move on.
There you go.
Keep it moving.
All righty. Our next caller, thank you for being patient here. You joined us a little bit late, but you're going to get in here. And this is area code 909. If you would, you're on the air with Psychic Gone Wild. And if you would give us your name and your birthday, that will help us out today.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Carol. I was on earlier, and then I switched to my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
I did have a question, but I don't know if that's allowed. If not, I'll just continue listening. If so, I would just...
Yeah, I was going to say, there's you, and we got one other person. We're going to get to the end of our queue, so it's like, yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Thank you so much. Also, what I'm interested in, and I'm just wondering what you have to say about this, is I'm part of an outreach program that's beginning. It's just, and I want to go to a local high school, and I'm thinking, I have a friend that works there, and I'm thinking maybe I can somehow, I don't know, I'm not sure what, but follow the lead and somehow maybe do a motivational.
Yeah, Carol, it's like your cell phone here, it's like you're kind of cutting in and out on us here. I'm not sure,
okay,
did you catch most
move.
Of that? Or I'm kind of getting about every other word of what she's saying there.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's
yeah.
A little better.
Okay, yeah, my cell phone, it's odd. Okay,
right.
There's a local high school that I would like to somehow help the teens there. Just motivational talking, maybe, you know, because things are on and holding kids sometimes get lost, and I'm just wondering
right.
if that looks like an avenue I should pursue.
I feel like you should do it, but just I feel like more so in the fall, late summer,
okay.
early fall. Yeah. Yeah, you
okay.
definitely should do it. And I definitely would say focus more so on bullying, because I feel like bullying is actually a good – bullying, self-esteem,
oh.
things like that, those
okay.
are going to be really good – things to focus on and make it when you do motivational speaking, make it interactive where
yeah.
they can work
yeah.
together, and I actually get almost like affirmations or something like that.
Okay.
That would help
maybe like
too.
Maybe like a support group type thing.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
yep. the person I work with, it has been counseling teens for years, so that might be great. Super.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So go with it.
Okay. I appreciate
all right.
that.
Thank,
well, thank
you.
Thank you for keeping on with us there, Carol. It's like, thank
wow.
you for, obviously, you left your home line there, and it's like, I got on your cell phone, and it's like, thanks for calling back in, and thanks for continuing to listen. We appreciate that.
Well, I'm really enjoying the show, and thank both of you. Okay.
Thank
Alrighty.
You.
Okay. And we've got area code 410. They've been holding here for a little bit. And let's see, if you would, you're on with Psychic Leo Brown today, and I'm... Normally, Jethro is our host today, but it's like he had some stuff to do out of town, so this is Kelly with Birth Cards. But if you would tell us your name and your date of birth, we will see what we can find out for you today.
Okay. My name is Maria, and my date of birth is October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And
19, got a year with that?
Oh, 73.
73. Oh, thank you.
And what's your question, sweetie?
I'm wondering what you see happening with my work situation, how much longer I'll be there, if you see me moving on, or just in that in general.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, let me say this to you. First of all, don't be nervous, because
okay.
you seem a little nervous. Honey, just relax. I'm your friend right now. Me and you are friends. All right. You just call them a good friend for a chat. You're fine. Just drink your tea. Sit back. As far as you being in the work environment you're in, I feel like you do need to leave, because it feels like to me it's not the job itself, it's the environment you're in. And I feel like this is too chaotic, and it's too much office talk. He said, she said. That's what it feels like to me, okay? And I kind of see you being there, I would say no more than maybe, I would say at least maybe another 6 months, or possibly by the earliest you may end up leaving, or getting the ball rolling to leave by June of this year, okay? Because I get the number 6. And it just feels like to me, in terms of job and career, I feel like part of you is satisfied, but then a part of you is very dissatisfied, because you're not where you'd like to be. within your career and within the just job market. And I feel like with you, there's definitely going to be a change. And I keep getting 6 and 7, so I want to say maybe June, July. By that time, you may end up embarking on a change within your career. But, yeah, it's definitely time for you to move on. And I would definitely say when it comes to your career and things like that, don't be afraid to take risk. Because I also feel like you're kind of, how can I say, not afraid necessarily, but you're cautious.
Right.
So I would definitely say just, like, if there's a job that you really want, even though you've never done it in your life, go for it. Go for it anyway. Because I feel like you need to go with where your passion is, not necessarily where the dollar signs are.
Right. I guess one sub issue. I was injured on my job, and I have an ankle that the sprain isn't going away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, and there was an issue yesterday whether can I continue working, and they're not, like, giving me enough time off.
Mm-hmm.
But they're upset when I can't work, you know, while I'm there. And do you think that, what do you think is going to happen with that? You know, am I going to have to, like, take all this time off with no pay? Are they going to agree to, am I going to be able to get compensated for that?
You'll be able to. Actually, the first thing I picked up when you, even before you asked that, was workman's comp. So I definitely feel like you'll get some compensation from it. And it feels like to me you kind of, I don't know if you're in physical therapy, but I feel like physical therapy is going to be a part of it for some reason, too, a part of your recovery.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that how long and how soon do you think I can take off from work? And will it take them forever to pay me?
Hmm.
I can't afford to not make an income. It's
right,
really awful.
Right. I understand that.
Got to pay that rent, yeah.
I want to say within the next, I get as soon as 3 weeks because I get the number 3 around you. So I definitely say around that time.
Is when they would compensate me?
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like within this company, they really don't need a smear campaign, not a smear campaign, but I feel like their reputation is very valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see them wanting to risk their rep, if that makes any sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. Thank you. And good luck to you with everything.
Okay. Anne Marie, it's like I got a little something here for you. It's like your birth card, you are a Ten of Hearts person, which is the social success card. And let's see, you've also got a planetary ruler as a Three of Spades. You got a lot of ambition in life. You know, a lot of your issues, some of your just like, you know, life and spiritual issues you're here to work on. With the hearts is your emotional stuff. But you do kind of sort of have, you know, this 10 around you. So it's like, you know, you either have a circle of 10 or, you know, 10 people. You got some good supportive people. And it's like not that you asked about relationships, but it's like you've got power, love, and you're attracted to people, you know, those people of power.
Right.
You have got, as that Three of Spades is your planetary ruler, you got a lot of creative energy. It could even result in you becoming like maybe some kind of artist, you know, and there's different kinds of art. It's like, you know, it's not just the kind that you draw on the paper, but, you know, any kind of artist like, you know, music or, you know, tie-dye artist, you know, any kind of thing that's kind of creative. But it's one of the only parts that attains success through hard work. And without that, your creativity is wasted on stress and indecision, uncertainty and worry. And it's like, that's the inexplainable health concerns may get your attention from time to time, like is happening here, especially if you're really work-oriented. And your work brings you a lot of peace, but don't ignore your health. So it's like you've got the capacity to work 2 jobs at the same time. You've also really got that strong romantic streak in needs, brought that in. But, yeah, it's like and what Leo's seeing for you is really good. You've also got a second planetary ruling card, which not a lot of the cards in the deck have. You've got an Ace of Hearts as that planetary ruler, and it's like you spend a lot of your time searching within yourself for the mysteries of life. Sometimes you're kind of a loner, even though you value friendships a great deal. And it means that Ace of Hearts is that desire for love, and that's going to be reflected in your life in a meaningful way. So just kind of keep those things in mind, too, and it's like, and thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Okay, thank you.
And
take care.
Just keep us posted and, you know, hit that follow button. And it's like, you know, call in again and let us know, you know, how that tracks out.
I'd love to call back. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And that was Maria. Okay, well, let's see. Now we got some time here, Leo. It's like now we get to visit a little bit. It's like we got people in the chat room, and I can't get them to call in live for us. They're willing to chat, and it's like, dang, they won't let us hear their voice here. But go ahead and give us a little more, because some of the folks joined us kind of like about halfway through the show, so they kind of missed some of your whoops. Oh boy, I've got my cell phone's really messing up with my computer. There we go. But just kind of run us real quick kind of through, some of the stuff that you told us at the beginning, so people kind of, who you are, what you're doing, all that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, I know it's repetitive, but it's like, dang, some people
don't
know.
No, I don't mind. You can go to my website, psychicleo.com, at psychicleo.com. You can also reach me at psychicleo28@yahoo.com. That's psychicleo28@yahoo.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. That's at The Real Leo Brown on Twitter. And you can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc. And that's facebook.com/PsychicLeoInc.
Okay. All righty. And then just kind of go through that, some of the things you're working on and, I've heard you mention some of those. I had that Virgo grandmother, and some of that kind of stuff. It's like, and how did you get into this again? A little bit. And
well, I got into this industry quite by accident. I really did not. I didn't even know I was a psychic. I didn't know I was psychic until I would say at least 18.
Wow.
Because I started to have little hunches and things, but I never thought of it as psychic because people in my family, had it, and they just called it intuition or whatever. They never say, well,
right.
You're psychic or whatever.
Psychic.
And
those words that scare people,
Yeah. And it wasn't until I was 21 that my best friend and my brother actually persuaded me. Well, actually, he twisted my arm, to be honest. Because I'm a very stubborn person. he twisted my arm and said, you should do this, and you're going to make, you would do very well, and, it'd be great for you, and you blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I don't want to do this because I don't feel like hearing people bitch and moan and groan about their problems and their issues when I have my own. And that's really how I felt at the time. I don't feel
right.
that way now, of course.
Right.
But at the time, that's how I felt. I just felt like, well, I really don't want to hear people, moan and groan about their problems. But I got into the industry, and I haven't looked back since. And I really do enjoy it. When I say I enjoy it, I really do mean that. And yes, like I tell people, the reason why I refer to it as the industry is because it's simply that. It is an industry. And a lot of people don't realize that this is not something that you just do and say, okay, I'm going to buy a deck of cards, learn to read them, and then I'll just go out and get a booth somewhere and start doing readings. You
right.
can do that, and there's nothing wrong with that if you choose to. But you also have to look at it and say, but this also is a business. This is also, at least for me, I don't know about everybody else, but for me, this is how I pay my rent. This is how I put food in my belly and clothes
right.
on my back. Okay, so
pay that electric company and keep your phone. Yep, exactly.
Right. So I do, and I prefer people that treat it as a business because, yes,
yeah.
even though I'm being very honest and real and everything, and that is me. I mean, what you're getting is 100% me. But I also tell people, once the radio show ends and you want to contact me, that means you have to, pay for your services. And some people don't even hear that. Some people are like, you should be doing this for free. And I'm like, I would love to do that, but I have something called bills. So I can't do
that. And I don't walk on water yet.
Right.
And until
I learn to walk on water and cure the sick, then I'll start doing it for free.
Right, there you
but,
go.
But, until then, I will treat it as an industry and as a business. And the one thing I've learned about being in this business is, it's a great business to be in. It really is. It's a wonderful business. But if you don't know yourself, if you don't know who you are, you will get lost. Trust me. And a lot of times, a lot of people in this industry are very much about themselves. I'm just going
right.
to say it. I won't name names, because
right.
I'm nice like that. But, But there are people that are about themselves. There are people that don't really care about the consumer. Because, yeah, even though the consumer is paying you, you still need to have some sense of compassion, you know, and there has to be some sense of integrity. Stop telling people, well, you're this guy that has two kids by, you know, two different women. That's your soulmate for life. Y'all going to be together forever. Okay, really? And then they come to someone like me who basically tells them, like, no, I don't see that. And I think that really you are full of crap for dealing with somebody like this. You're better than this.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of a big mix,
yeah.
You know. So,
All righty. And we do have, I was going to have some fun with you here. It's like I got your birth date, and it's like I was going to do a little card stuff on here, but it's like we got another caller called in. It's like we're going to go ahead and take them here first. And this is from area code 832. You're live on the air. We have our special guest today, Psychic Leo Brown, and he is going to be on with us again on May 2nd. So if you would give us your name and your birth date, kind of speak slow and clear for those of us who haven't got our hearing aids yet, we would appreciate hearing from you. So, okay, let's see, 832. There we go. Okay.
Hi, Kelly. This is Melissa.
Oh, hi, Melissa. How are you doing? I heard you got a chance to talk to Jethro there, and it's like, and I never got a chance to call, you know, to get back with you there. But it's like, thank you for calling in. It's like we got Psychic Leo with us here today, and let's find out what's going on with you.
Okay. The question is in regard to what you told me about my birthday, about a special wish coming true this year in regard to the finances.
Okay.
So I wanted to see what your guest had to say about that.
All righty. Let us get your birthday again, because this is one of those things where it's like, you know, like confidence is like, I do not keep, you know, people's birthdays and stuff. So it's like, you know, anytime you call in, I'm sorry, you're going to have to tell me what it is again there. So
no problem. March the 11th, 1974.
Okay. March 11th, 1974. That looks like Pisces.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, and you're my double queen girl. Yep, I remember that one. Okay.
Okay. Well, what I just pick up immediately is some sort of, I don't think it's an inheritance at all, but I just feel like it's going to be, whatever this financial thing is, it feels like a gift. It doesn't feel like you are earning it. It feels like it's going to be given to you, or it's going to come to you so easy that you won't feel like you had to work for it.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Yeah, so I definitely feel like financially you're on the right track, and I want to say within the next month, the ball is going to start to roll for you regarding that. And I actually see that at this point in time in your life right now, you're actually at a very happy place. It just feels like to me you're really getting to know you, and you're learning to embrace life and yourself a lot more. And I know this may sound funny, but I kind of get you being a bit of a nature girl. And it feels like to me you become more aware of things around you in the nature, in the natural world, if that makes any sense, which has helped you become happier, and I feel like more spiritually in tune.
Right. Wow, those are all things that I've definitely been focusing on, so you're right on the money with that. Great.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like you're at a very good place. Within your life, it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you don't like a financial wish will be granted. It wouldn't come from work. I've been thinking about changing careers, so I kind of assumed that it would come from that. But what you're telling me, it doesn't sound like it.
It feels like to me you are gonna end up. And it's funny you mentioned about changing careers. You are gonna end up changing careers, but I just feel like the money's gonna come to you so easy that it won't feel like work.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because I feel like where you are now,
money will follow, huh?
Right, because you definitely feel like, oh my God, you know. Right now, it feels like to me you definitely are working. You know, you've got the stress to prove it. But I just feel like with this, what you'll like about it is you're working, but you're enjoying what you're doing, like what you do, and you're loving it. And so when you get the paycheck, when you get the money, you'll be like, oh wow, that's nice. That's a nice extra, you know. So that's what it feels like to me, like a nice extra, like something on top of, you know, you already being happy. So it just feels like, to say, icing on the cake, basically.
Wonderful. Well, I love hearing good news. Thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
I'm just telling you the truth. So.
Good.
Getting today, cool. Yeah, and it's like you've always ended up. It's like you're the person that calls in about, you know, I usually don't get much time with you. So like you call in, and we have like, you know, 2 minutes left or 1 minute left. So it's like I wanted to give you a little bit today on some of that because you like to say you are my double queens girl here. It's like you're the queen of diamonds person. That is your birth card, and your planetary ruler is the queen of spades. So it's like. The philanthropist card is what they call the Queen of Diamonds. You've got a lot of, the first thing it says is like, you know, sometimes you have a lot of indecision about values, but it means you often have difficulty deciding what you want the most. You know, it's like on those goal things. So it's like, you know, I get a wish. So it's like, oh boy, it's like I got 15 of them out here. It's like, which one do I want the most? You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You love variety. You're really creative and resourceful, and unless you're worrying about money, which you often do, it's like, let that go. You know, sometimes you have some expensive taste. When you get money, you like to spend it on items of high quality, usually high price, and that's not all bad because, you know, a lot of times, you know, what this world teaches us is that you do get what you pay for, and it's like, you know, rather than getting something cheap, you get something that's going to last, and it's like, you know, maybe an heirloom for your kids or, you know, that kind of stuff. For this reason, you know, sometimes it indicates, you know, you spend beyond your means, and sometimes, you know, you perpetuate your own financial fear. So it's like you can kind of rein that in a little bit. It's like that'll help you. But you're one of the most giving cards in the deck, and it's like, you know, all the queens are kind of the mothering, you know, it's like one, I want to take care of everybody. They represent the rich aunt or the grandmother that takes you shopping for some new clothes, you know. You're also really charming. You enjoy finer things in life. You're sometimes, you know, you seek new adventures and sometimes even relationships in life. You've got an innate good business sense and the talent of being able to promote, you know, your products or services. You can really excel in a lot of areas, and you have a lot of good leadership abilities. But regardless of what you do, you're that queen, and you kind of, you know, mother or nurture others, whether it's in work, in life, you know, whatever. You also have that kind of critical mind, that analytical mind capable of doing really intense analysis and planning. But sometimes if you really got to watch that tendency, if you get in that downward spiral, if you get kind of, you know, upset or negative when things don't turn out as you plan, you can get really critical of other people. So it's like you really got to practice that positive attitude to kind of counterbalance that, you know, that tendency. You have a really, if you, you know, adopt that really spiritual path in life, you can realize a special mission, and you can really achieve the heights of spiritual realization and self-mastery. And it's like that's that Queen of Spades and Neptune. You've also got a really a soul connection with a lot of the ancient sciences. You got a natural attraction, you know, to the ancient mysteries, and secret knowledge kind of promotes that study of eternal truths, which really helps alleviate a lot of your, you know, mundane problems here in this world. If you're dedicated to a higher goal, there's an indication there's no limit how high you can climb in your life. Some of the world's wealthiest people have been and are Queen of Diamonds birth cards, whether they're men or women. In relationships, as kind of mentioned earlier, the Queen of Diamonds have, you know, you guys have the most difficult probably card in the whole deck in the area of love. You guys tend to be a little bit headstrong and proud, you know, because you're in that royal court, and it's like, you know, I do kind of deserve the best, you know. You like variety, and you got some abandonment fears, but you've got the power to get what you want, and sometimes that can be a really troublesome combination. Sometimes there's an indication you might have more than one relationship until you finally get happily settled down. You're, you know, really charming. You got a lot of charisma. It makes it, you know, really easy if you want to get into a new relationship. The challenge is just sustaining it once it's started. You usually get your wishes for better or worse, and sometimes it's the old thing of you got to be careful what you wish for because you also get the consequences of what you wish for. So make sure your wishes are good ones. That Queen of Spades is your planetary ruler. It makes you a really hard worker because that's what spades people are about. It's like, you know, think of that person out there. I, you know, see Fiddler on the Roof, and it's like, you know, the three girls out in the field, you know, running those hoes. And it was like in the days before they really had mechanized stuff. So it's like, you know, think about hard work. And you're also a person who cares for other, you know, again, in a motherly sort of way. You probably have some really good organizational skills from that card, and you could be attracted to work that others might find, you know, oh, I wouldn't do that, you know, type of thing. But it really adds a strong work-oriented nature to your personality. You kind of got to be careful that you don't find yourself in a position of drudgery or struggle. You can also be a really tough boss if you get on that. On the spiritual side, it's the highest card, that Queen of Spades is the highest card of self-mastery, and it gives you a really special opportunity to experience enlightenment and mastery of your life through that self-reflection and looking in the mirror and that understanding. And it's like, you know, really putting the shoes on, you know, other people's shoes on. In that, and I was going to get to that wish fulfillment this year. Let's see. I was going to see which period you were in, because your long range card, those five cards that influence your whole year, that Ten of Spades is your long range card, and it's one of the best cards for success and satisfaction, work and health. And you can, you know, you can bet you're really going to have to work for it again, you know, because that's that spade card. But when it's present, it's advised that you make a list of all that you really want to accomplish this year and go for it, because you're going to be, you know, there's really success indicated there. At times you feel like all you do is work, 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 but for the most part, the rewards is going to be worth more than the effort. And it's like success is related to groups, and again, that's kind of, you know, kind of what Leo was saying about, you know, the stuff that you work at. It's like you're going to do something you're loving to do, and it's like, oh wow, I got a check for it. Cool, you know. It's like that was really a bonus. Your Pluto card this year is at four clubs. And you're really working to achieve strength, stability, and satisfaction in one or more areas of your life. And it just kind of helps your whole life kind of settle down and be more contented. There's a quote from long ago. It says, contentment is worth more than a kingdom. You might be learning a new subject. You're trying to focus your energies into more of a single direction. You might be, you know, learning how to get organized or take a more practical attitude toward your personal and professional affairs. Just satisfaction of mind is one of your goals this year, and whatever contributes to that is gonna take a higher priority in your life, and you need this strength of mind to accomplish your goals, and it's likely you're going to have to make some changes in ways you think, you know, not, you know, in order to do things, in order to accomplish it. So it's like, you know, again, I go back to The Secret, and it's like, you know, if you want to change your life, change your mind, because how you and what you put forth out there is what you get back. Other times people in your life might see you as being, oh, you're so stubborn, you know, you're really fixed on that, you know, that purpose. It's like, well, yeah, but that's part of the process of achieving what's most important to you. It's like you keep that goal in sight and just keep going for it. Now, who that peace of mind is related to specifically might be tied up with that result card. Let's see. And your some of your keywords there, you know, every morning when you look in the mirror, it's like, you know, the words you might want to be looking at there is, I create stability and satisfaction in my life. And achieving peace of mind and contentment transforms you. Let's see. You have that Jack of Clubs as a result card. And it's as a result of and connected to the challenges that's represented by your Pluto card this year. You achieve a lot more creativity and success in a mental field. It could mean success as a writer of some kind, or, you know, informational, you know, teaching, whatever. In the process, you get to be transformed, you know, by that new exposure, or, you know, that exposure to new forms of communication or information that advances your thinking in the current age of advanced technology. So be prepared to kind of move ahead into unexplored areas of knowledge. And sometimes that can be problematical for us when we get to a point where we're like, I'm comfortable right here. It's like, you know, and getting out of that comfort zone, it's like, oh, that's a little scary, you know, kind of thing. But your affirmation for that is you achieve success as a writer or idea person in one of the mental fields, and you revolutionize your thinking. Okay, so that's because, you know, you always remember, it's like the only person you can really change is yourself. It's like you can't really set out there to, you can't change the world. You can offer them ideas, but the person that really transforms the most by a lot of this really cool stuff is you. Your environment card, your Five of Spades. Most all challenges and opportunities to travel brings blessings in one sort or another. Includes changes in business, a lifestyle, living situation, work or residence. You just accept those changes and look for opportunities to kind of travel as indicators to where, you know, to go for more benefits in your life. And that's an important transition year for you, one that kind of leads you one step, you know, more along towards a more expansive and freer lifestyle. So it's just kind of like the, oh, golly, how does he put it there? It's like, you know, you don't always have to see the long range. It's like you can drive across, this from The Secret, you can drive across country only seeing 200 feet ahead of you. You can drive across it in the dark in your car, and it's like you're going to make that trip from, you know, New York to California, and you don't necessarily have to see every step of the way. It's like, you know, you kind of know where you're going, and it's like, but you don't necessarily get to see everything with full clarity, because then we'd be really kind of more like God if we could do that, which would really be nice sometimes, but it's like, yeah, might kind of spoil some of the surprises too. Your displacement card this year is your Seven of Hearts. Being associated with the card of unconditional love is going to bring many opportunities for you to experience a higher form of love with those who are closest to you in life. Usually you can expect challenges of an emotional or affectional, there we go, nature as you learn the lessons of letting go and letting others be as they are. It's like, you know, don't expect other people, you know, it's like, well, I love them this way, so they got to love me this way. It's like, yeah, kind of let go of those. And it's like, be who you are and accept the love that you're getting back and reflected back. If you're already loving others, though, without attachment, it could just bring a year of enjoyment and freedom of giving love to others. So it's like, you know, really, really a lot of positive stuff going there. That's right, and you are just in the beginning of your year. Your Mercury period started at your birthday, and it's like it's going to go till, ironically, May 2nd when Leo's going to rejoin us again here. So it's like that first part of the year, those first 52 days in Mercury. And that's where you're at, is you've got that Seven of Diamonds there and also that Two of Clubs. I was kind of looking at your money cards. It's like a lot of times the seven in the financial and the diamonds, it really kind of shows up how your attachment or how your attitude toward money is, because it's like sevens can be a lot of money coming in or a lot of money going out or a little bit of both. You get it and you get it and you spend it. But in your Venus period, you've got a Ten of Diamonds there. So it's like that's really, you know, it's a good money card. There's a lot of stability there, a lot of really good fortune. It's one of the blessed cards. A little bit later on in your Saturn period for this year, you've got a King of Diamonds there too. So it's like, you know, there's a possibility for that money coming in. And that's that indicates your October time is like October 5th to like November 26th. So, you know, somewhere it might go this summer, whatever. But, yeah, it looks like, you know, you've got some really, really good positive things come in. So it's just, you know, again, this is that free will thing where it's like, you know, kind of decide what you want. And then just kind of, you know, kind of go with that, and you know, write your goals down. It's like it's going to be kind of hard to pick. It's like, which out of my wish list do I want the most, type of thing. But yeah, you know, Leo's right in that. You know, you've really got some really cool stuff coming in. It's like, you know, even though maybe you might be connected with work, might not, whatever. But it's just going to feel like, wow, it's like that was easy. So is that helping you today?
Yeah, that definitely helps me. So I feel pretty confident, you know, going into the rest of the year. I already was looking to change my career. I've already been like journaling and putting things down on paper and kind of thinking, you know what, eventually this could turn into a book, you know, and
absolutely.
I've been going through a lot of these things that you were talking about. So,
good.
You know, yeah, I feel pretty confident.
Cool. That's really good. Because, yeah, you got a lot of good stuff. And it's like, you know, again, but it's like what he said to one of our other callers earlier. It's like it depends on, you know, it's like you can see a lot of good things coming. But unless, you know, like, you know, with the book thing, unless you sit down and you use that free will to go ahead and get that out and get it into action, it's like, you know, we can sit in our heads a lot, you know, and let things spin over. But it's like if you don't actually put it into the real world, it never gets there. So it's like just remember that's that spade, that's that work ethic. It's like, you know, go ahead and get it out and share what you got.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah. All righty. Well, you know, and keep, you know, it's like keep in touch with us, and it's like, you know, let us know how things are going. And it's like, you know, there's always, you know, there's those valleys along with the hills, you know. So it's like if you get into a valley, let us know. But it's like, let us know when you're on the top of the hill and going, yeah, I'm having a great day.
Sure. All right, Kelly, thank you so much. And thank you, Leo.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. All righty. Let's see. And we've got it's you and me, Leo.
Okay, great.
You got a little bit more time here to visit. It's like, oh, my goodness, but not that much time. Holy moly, we've only got 5 minutes. Okay, they're going to start doing that horrible sound that they make on my end. So, Leave us with some parting thoughts here. And it's like, and give us your contact information again, and you know, go through that good and slow for us, so it's like people can write that down for us, and maybe
sure.
even follow us. Like, so go for that.
Well, if you want to contact me outside of Blog Talk Radio, and you want a private reading with me, you can go to my website, psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com, and you can also follow me on Facebook at Psychic Leo Inc. That's Facebook.com, Psychic Leo Inc. You can also follow me on Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. That's The Real Leo Brown on Twitter. And let's see, what else is there? If you want to contact me via email, you may email me at PsychicLeo28@yahoo.com. That's PsychicLeo28@yahoo.com.
All right. You know, one thing I totally forgot to ask you, it's like, I wasn't sure, you know, do you offer any kind of classes, you know, any kind of like motivational classes? I know you said you were kind of getting into the motivational speech.
Well,
stuff. You know, do you
I'm actually in the process of pursuing my certification in coaching. I'm making it more so official because a lot of people, I'm just going to be honest, a lot of people who are life coaches don't really have anything, you know, don't really have anything that they'll just say they're a life coach or an empowerment
right.
coach or what have you. And I'm actually in the process of actually pursuing my certification right now, so I'm making it official. But, you know, actually I do have a parent company, and that's called Fear Spirituality. You can follow that on Facebook as well at facebook.com/fearspirit. That's facebook.com/fearspirit. And you can email me at fearspirituality@gmail.com. So that company focuses on more things like motivational speaking, like the empowerment coaching as well. And I started that about a year ago. And slowly but surely it's getting off the ground. So
all right.
That's working out very well.
You know
well.
What? We got one more caller. It's like we got about 3 minutes here. It's like we got one more caller. Let's just give them a real quick run here. This is from area code 928. It's like you're live on the air here with Psychic Leo. And Psychic's Gone Wild, and we got about 3 minutes, so this is going to really be a short one. It's like if you give us your name and birth date, we'll see what Leo's got for you today.
Okay, hi, Patricia, November 1st, 1950.
Okay,
right.
And what's your comment or your question?
My job seems to be winding down, and I'm wondering what new opportunities I should be reaching out for.
I feel like you, I don't know why, but I feel like you need to work with the people, the public. And for some reason, I get, and it may not even be children, but it kind of reminds me of that, of you working with kids. I don't know why, but I feel like it. I feel like that's where you need to be. And especially in the financial and gratification aspect of it, that would fit you perfectly. So it looks like to me, I would say look in that regard. And it feels like with your job winding down, I kind of get you need a break, almost like a mini vacation, just to just regroup and recharge your batteries. Because it feels like to me, energetically, you're a little low, you know, and it's no one's fault, but it just feels that way to me.
Yeah, I've been sick in bed for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So it's almost like, to me, it's almost like a wake-up call to tell you, like, okay, let me slow down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You're kind of
wondering. Can't get any slower than it.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Can't get any slower than it is.
Right.
Can't get any slower than it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At this point in time, wow. I was gonna say you've been kind of like bedridden for the past couple of weeks. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Just a terrible cough. No energy.
And my assumption is you hopefully have seen a doctor about this, right?
Right. Oh yeah. I'm on the mend now. I'm doing much better.
Yeah, and for some reason I don't know why I get something to do with you and adding like lemon to your diet, like more citrusy things. That will help you too for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm picking it up around.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. And water? Are you a pretty good water drinker?
Oh yeah, a good gallon a day.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was gonna say you live in a hotter climate. It's like it's kind of look like in you're from an Arizona climate there. I'm not sure. You're not. I was gonna say, are you in an area where I know in Phoenix it was real notorious for 60 seconds rats. You know, where people had like valley fever or whatever. But Patricia, it's like I would like to talk to you a little bit more here. It's like please go ahead and then push that follow button for us. And it's like call us back. It's like we're here every day. Show times are different. You know, our air times on Sundays, 3 to 5. On Mondays, there's a gal in Sedona that comes on at 9 o'clock. And then the rest of the times, we're here at noon and Rocky Mountain time. So please do. It's like, you know, call us back again. It's like we'll have, you know, some different people on different days. Psychic Leo is going to has been with us today, and he's going to come back on May 2nd. And we really look forward to having him back. It's like this has been a fun day today here. And we are, let's see, I'm going to have him go ahead and give us a real quick. Oh, we got 10 seconds. We got NASA countdown.
Okay.
Anyway.
You can contact me on psychicleo.com. That's psychicleo.com.
All righty. And for the rest of us, it's like check out www.jethrosmith.net, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio. And you guys, all thank you all for coming on today, and we've had an awesome day. And we really appreciate all of our callers, and it's like really a thank you, Leo. It's like, you know, it's been a fun day, and it's like we really have enjoyed having you on with us today, and we look forward to having you again.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you all. And it's like we will check out now, and everybody have a good rest of the day. And it's like call in again, and
all right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you.